heal our broken hearts. Let your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new. God, we need you to come.
Welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's with a heavy heart that I, again, let our listeners know that my good friend, sweet sister, Pat Jensen, passed away last week, and she's gone to be with the Lord. And so today's show is dedicated to her and her incredible life that she lived and the influence that she had on so many people. She was just an amazing woman of faith. And we had her on the show back in May this year. And so what we're going to do today is we're going to replay that interview so you can really, again, understand the magnitude of her faith and how she was able to just walk so courageously through her battle with cancer. And I have so many memories of Pat, as I like to call her, Mama Pat. Some people called her Boss Lady. She was a real estate broker for Real Estate 3 for the last 27 years. And she was amazing at what she did. She has been survived by the love of her life, Doug Jensen, and four children. She raised an amazing family, Chris, Eric, Brian, and the baby daughter, Sarah. They now have several grandchildren and a great grandbaby. And so it was an amazing life that she lived, 72 years old, and an amazing and courageous battle against cancer. Before I get to the interview, when I think about Pat Jensen, I think about what Jesus describes as an abundant life or an overflowing life. So I'm just going to read from the Gospel of John, chapter 10. I'm going to start down John 10. We'll start down in verse number 6. Those who heard Jesus use this illustration didn't understand what he meant, so he explained to them, "I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me were thieves and robbers, but the true sheep did not listen to them. Yes, I am the gate. Those who come in through me will be saved. They will come and go freely and will find good pastures. The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life." And that describes Pat Jensen and her walk with Jesus, a rich and satisfying life, an abundant life, and an overflowing life. Please enjoy the replay of our interview that we had on this show earlier this year of Pat Jensen. Thank you. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. Orange County Head Start and Pre-K programs will host the third annual benefit concert and Family Fun Day October 14th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Booster Park in Orange. In addition to live music, they will also have games, food, and carriage rides. The event is free. The Charlottesville Mural Project is seeking submissions from muralists in the area to help create a mural in Albemarle County. If you'd like to enter a submission, go to thebridgepai.org. Hoover Ridge Park in Madison will once again have their Haunted Woods of Hoover Ridge. The event will be on October 21st and October 28th from 5:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. You can walk the Twisted Trail of Terror, go on a hayride, or watch a scary movie by the fire. Proceeds benefit Hoover Ridge Park. If your charity or nonprofit has an event, email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more events, visit our website, wchv.com.
And then you're out of desperation, though you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, and friends, we are replaying an interview with my good friend Pat Jensen, who went to be with the Lord last week. She battled courageously with cancer, and we thought as a tribute to her life that we would replay this inspirational interview. So, folks, this is Everyday Faith Radio, Jeff Gaffney, your host, and we're featuring Pat Jensen from earlier this year. Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for joining us on the program. With us today, we have our special guest back with us, Pat Jensen. Pat is a big sister to me. I want to say, you know, we're too close in age for me to call you Mama Pat.
That's
but
true.
Everybody calls you Mama Pat.
That's true.
Pat is going to share and kind of give an update for those of you that don't know Pat's story. She's in a battle against cancer, a very aggressive cancer, and her faith is strong, and she is relying on God and the prayer warriors throughout Charlottesville and the country and the world to pray for her. And Pat, I just appreciate you being on the show and wondered, for those that don't know your story, would you mind going back and sort of kind of catching everybody up with kind of where we started and where we are now?
I'll be happy to. I started in April of 2014, and I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And it was a rather aggressive kind of breast cancer, and I went through chemo and radiation, mastectomy, things that I would rather not have done. I'd rather have done all natural, but it was pretty aggressive, so we did that. Thought we had a fairly clean bill of health, although, as Joe knows, once you have cancer, or even if you haven't had cancer, you do have cancer. Everybody has cancer in their body. And so mine has resurrected itself as of February. And it had metastasized to my liver, which is about half diseased, and to my bones. And at that time, I was given a potential diagnosis of 3 to 6 months. 3 months was last week. So I went 6 weeks trying to go through prayer and more natural approaches. And the second scan showed that it was ravaging and growing pretty significantly. And at that point, the doctor said, you know, if we don't get something that stops this growth, we're looking at 4 to 6 weeks. And last week would have been 4 weeks. So I have passed my first sell by date. Pray that I have a longer period of time than projected, and I have a great deal of faith in, well, the We Believe program that you started. I have prayer warriors all over the world, as I understand, and that provides so much comfort and so much positive direction for me. I have just gotten my first positive news last Saturday, the 6th, I went in for another set of scans, and it showed that the liver cancer has stabilized. And that's the important part, because it's the liver cancer that would get me. The bone cancer will make me miserable, but it'd take a lot longer for me to do that. Having the CT scan, they also did my brain, and within an hour, they had me in the operating room. I had so much blood on my brain that they don't think was related to the cancer. They think it could have been a jolt from a few weeks before when I was out riding in a vehicle that hit a hole in a field. And so they drilled 2 holes and drained the brain on Saturday, sent me home at 1 o'clock on Sunday, and there were 65 realtors at my house from 4 to 6 for a big WCR car event to come celebrate with me.
I need to chime in on that for a second, because I felt like such a wimp that day. Because for our listeners, Pat and I are both real estate brokers, and so we manage our agents, but we also list and sell. And on that particular Sunday, I was doing an open house in Crozet, and I work most Sundays. And so after that open house, I hightailed it to your house for the Council of Women Realtors WCR picnic. I get there at about 5:15, and I'm feeling kind of tired and a little bit worn out, and a little bit, you know, I want to go home and sit in my chair. And I come into your house and sit next to you, and I realized that you had more energy than I had, and you just had two holes drilled in your head, and I just sat there going, I can't believe what I'm experiencing from this woman. But you've always been a higher energy lady. But on that particular day, I was just blown away, and I did catch a second wind off of your energy.
Yes, you did.
I must tell you.
Yes, you did.
But that was very motivational to me.
Well, the energy is coming from God through friends and prayer. Mm. So people said, why didn't you cancel that picnic? That was ridiculous. Mm. You just got out of the hospital. No, I needed that personally. Mm. I needed that selfishly. Mm. And I think that everybody there needed assurance that I was okay and on track. Mm. So the energy that comes to me from the prayer and the love mm. and the kind words, it's like I said to you before, mm. it's like going to your own funeral, mm. but you're there hearing mm. all the wonderful things. Mm. And it's just so much more civilized and a wonderful thing to do. So I share that with people. Mm-hmm. If you know someone in this situation, open up and just say nice things about them. I got one card that just said, I love you, I love you, I love you. Mm-hmm. And and so just getting mm-hmm. that positive support and the energy from God does help me get through the next day. It's one of my magic miracles.
Let me share with you on the beginning of the show, I talked about this chapter in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, which I can't seem to get myself out of. I don't really want to get out of it. It's been so rich for me, and there's been just so much spiritual food in there for me. That was earlier in the show I talked about how it says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks continually. But later on in that chapter, it says, therefore, encourage and comfort one another and build up one another just as you are doing. And when I think of that, I think about kind of your whole journey that you're on, how people have been there for you.
Wonderful.
But one of the mistakes I think we make as humans, and I think the enemy's behind it, is the isolation. When you go into isolation, sometimes, and this might be a gender issue, men, when they face problems, yeah. oftentimes want to go into the isolation chamber and figure it out themselves. And I've always felt like that's kind of part of the devil's plan to divide and conquer. But when we get together, well, the Bible says that we're to bear each other's burdens. You know,
yeah.
that we're to come together, and as the Apostle Paul says in 1 Thessalonians, encourage and comfort one another and build one another up. But what's interesting, that the point I wanted to make on this is, I come to your house thinking I'm going to encourage Pat, but I'm the one that leaves encouraged. Isn't that amazing how God works that out?
And I think that verse is very appropriate for today. Of course, God will put the right verses in our heads
yes.
at the right time, because I know that a lot of people think in terms of prayer as getting on your hands and knees in a specific spot mm-hmm. at a specific time and sort of formally asking God for what you need. My version of prayer for years has been a continual conversation with God and thankfulness. Thankfulness and gratitude have been major in my life. So one of the first things I did, which some people find hard, is I thank God for the cancer. Mm. I embrace the cancer, and I love the cancer. I'm hoping to love it to death. But it is just a constant, He's sending me constant beauty and things of encouragement. Mm-hmm. I have a place where my hospital bed will be. When I call it my portal. You've been there. It's a sun porch at my house.
Beautiful spot.
And the view is like heaven on earth. Mm. So my feeling is I'm going to step from heaven on earth, from my portal, into the true heaven, which I can't imagine being more beautiful than the lovely spot that I have to be in. But I am constantly thanking God for a good night's sleep. I'm thanking Him for a day of no pain. I'm thanking Him for the birds. The friend has set up bird feeders at my house. And so there's so many beautiful things. And then there has not been a single day that I have not received a minimum of two cards or two calls or two emails or people sending me things to encourage me. And I know that and I don't know how much time we have before the break, but I know that part of this prayer program that we have stepped up is that we believe in miracles. And in the middle of the night, when you're in a situation like this, little niggling thoughts come through your mind, little doubts come through your mind, and among them are, but what if a miracle doesn't happen? What if I end up going sooner? And I remember the story of the man who told his wife, honey, just pray and you'll be healed. And they prayed and prayed, and she ended up dying. And his lament to the minister was she just didn't have enough faith. And that's not the case, because I am convinced that I will be healed. There is absolutely no doubt in my mind that God is going to heal me. The question is whether he's going to heal me on this side or on the other side.
But the
healing will come.
Amen.
Yeah. And I have something I'll read, I guess, after break that helps with this kind of
hope. We're heading to the break. And just real quick, wondering for our listeners, do you feel like, I think I know the answer to this question, but do you feel like during the challenges of your cancer that you've grown closer to God during that time?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I do. He's preparing me for what is ahead. And I do... you know, it's usually moments of adversary and problems in your life that you seek God. When things are going great, I've always made sure I was thankful for God, but I didn't seek him maybe as much.
Yeah.
I was more like, I'm on a good path. God's got me blessed. I'm doing this well. I'm doing that well. I have a happy life. I'm very fortunate. So I've always felt very positive about what I have had in life. Yes.
You know, the psalmist says, one of the verses that I've become familiar with in Psalm 16, the psalmist, King David, says, in your presence is fullness of joy. And that's the, maybe irony is the wrong word, but that's the interesting part of this journey, is when we hit these challenges, trials, tribulations, they actually pull us closer to God if we are open to that. And as a result of that, in his presence is fullness of joy. If you want to think about joy and cancer, it seems like those two words can't exist. But when I spend time with you, Pat Jensen, I am fully convinced of the truth of God's word. And I remain persistent in prayer for your healing, and that we have no doubt that we serve and love a miracle-making God. And so I'm so looking forward to just continuing with you on this journey.
I hope so. And my goal is to have a little bit longer time, maybe a year. And that would be, I'd be delighted to get that much time.
This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more of the program featuring Pat Jensen. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. A fundraiser for the UVA Children's Hospital for Kidney Research will be happening October 7th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's a Virginia State Barbecue Championship featuring local bands, vendors, and an antique car show. Details at QUEandCruise.com. The Lake Monticello Volunteer Fire Department will be holding an open house from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on October 14th. They'll have a firefighter course for the kids, a bounce house, and fire prevention. The event is free. The Cure Search for Children's Cancer Superheroes event will be October 14th from 9 a.m. to noon at the park at UVA below the JAG School. The event includes kids' games, food, a silent auction, and a walk around the park. Info at curesearchsuperheroes.org/Charlottesville. If your charity or nonprofit has an event, email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more events, visit our website, wchv.com.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, and friends, we are replaying an interview with my good friend Pat Jensen, who went to be with the Lord last week. She battled courageously with cancer, and we thought as a tribute to her life that we would replay this inspirational interview. So folks, this is Everyday Faith Radio, Jeff Gaffney, your host, and we're featuring Pat Jensen from earlier this year. All that you ask for in prayer, I got it right this time.
Yeah, you did.
We are believing for your miracle, Pat, and we are believing for your healing, and we're just so thankful for your friendship and how, you know, all of us come together to encourage you. But as we said on the earlier part of the program, we're all encouraged by you, and it's an amazing journey. But I just want to, you know, personally take this time to thank you for your friendship. You've been a mentor, a big sister to me, and our relationship means the world to me.
Wow,
so
me too.
Sorry for tearing up on
That's
the air
okay.
here, but you mean a lot to me. So moving right out of that, do you have any scripture you'd like to share or stories you'd like to share with us?
I would like to share a couple of readings from a wonderful book my friend Dina Kropp gave me by Sarah Young on Jesus Calling, and it's a daily meditation type of book, and has brought me a great deal of comfort. We talk about believing in the miracle of healing, and there's all kinds of levels of that. There, I could have a miracle that gives me many, many years. I could have a miracle that gives me another Christmas. All of those would be miracles. I know of a fellow, his name was Doug, I was told recently, and he was given a diagnosis of just a few months to live. And he was able for 2 years on the anniversary of that date he was given to have a party that he called Doug's Not Dead Yet. And so anything is a celebration. Mm. Any little miracle is part of this miracle. Mm. So my healing might not be to be here for 20 more years. Mm-hmm. It could be something smaller. But in this little book, there is something that has helped me. And it's called, it's based on Romans 12:12, Thessalonians 5:8, and Hebrews 6:18. Hope is a golden cord connecting you to heaven. This cord helps you hold your head up high, even when multiple trials are buffeting you. I never leave your side, and I never let go of your hand. But without the cord of hope, your head may slump, and your feet may shuffle as you journey uphill with me. Hope lifts your perspective from your weary feet to the glorious views you can see from the high road. You are reminded that the road we're traveling together is ultimately a highway to heaven. When you consider this radiant destination, the roughness or smoothness of the road ahead becomes much less significant. I am training you to hold in your heart a dual focus, my continued presence and the hope of heaven. I just think that's a lovely verse to give people hope and to keep them encouraged
as they
move forward.
And especially I think about what a testimony it is when people that maybe they don't have faith yet, and they've been thinking about faith and checking out faith, and they come across somebody like Pat Jensen who is going through this health challenge in your life, and yet you have this glow about you, you have this radiance about you, you have this shine about you. And what I think people can see is there, you know, it stands out in a crowd to me. There's something different about you, and I think it's the faith and love. One more thing from that First Thessalonians chapter 5, which I love so much. This is the Apostle Paul again, says, but since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope and confidence assurance of salvation. The breastplate of faith and love, I just feel like that's part of your story. You know,
yes.
When I think about Pat Jensen, it's about faith and love.
Yeah. And I'm more than happy to go talk to anybody or any meeting or support group or whatever that needs to share and help other people. Mm-hmm. So if anyone needs that, they can do that. Another thing that I found in this book is based on First Corinthians and on Hebrews. Heaven is both present and future. As you walk along your life path holding my hand, you are already in touch with the essence of heaven, nearness to me. You can also find many hints of heaven along your pathway because the earth is radiantly alive with my presence. Shimmering sunshine awakens your heart, gently reminding you of my brilliant light. Birds and flowers, trees and skies evoke praises to my holy name. Keep your eyes and ears fully open as you journey with me. At the end of your life path is an entrance to heaven. Only I know when you will reach that destination, but I am preparing you for it each step of the way. Mm. The absolute certainty of your heavenly home gives you peace and joy to help you along your journey. You know that you will reach your home in my perfect timing, not one moment too soon or too late. Let the hope of heaven encourage you as you walk along your life with me.
It's very sweet.
So that is, it just provides me with a great deal of joy and hope and for the future.
Mm. The book, again, is by Sarah Young. It's called Jesus Calling. Mm-hmm. I know they have it at Barnes & Noble's, of course, all the other bookstores. But sweet encouragement, and it's all biblically based.
That's
really
right.
Good stuff. Pat, let me ask you, if any of our listeners... they now have a new diagnosis of cancer, and they're kind of rocked, and they've been pushed back a little bit, and they're trying to get their foundation underneath them. What would you say to any of our listeners that are new to this cancer journey? What advice would you have for them?
Slow down. Take a deep breath. The cancer has been there a long time in most cases. There is no immediate sense of urgency in most cases to have treatment begin. You need to do some research. You need to look at alternative paths. You need to determine what kind of cancer and your options. Mm-hmm. I went to the Mortal, there was a show at the Paramount, a live presentation on being mortal. And I brought up the question, where can I go for alternative support, for alternative methods, for things that can help me with cancer besides the standard medical procedure? And there wasn't much of a positive outcome from that question. So I think that we need to pull together and just take time to decide what to do. Mm-hmm. And then put your faith in God and go for it and do everything you can to improve your situation, eating properly, doing exercise, getting your mind in a proper place. It's very scary. It's hard to do at first. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath.
Okay, let me ask you this, and we're almost at the end of the show. If somebody has now heard that their friend has cancer, what advice do you have in terms of ministering to somebody who has cancer? How do you interact with that person? What advice would you have on that front in terms of how to encourage somebody who's going through that journey?
Whatever you do, don't do nothing. Mm-hmm. So many people hear about it. They don't know what to say. They don't know how to encourage the person. Call them, reach out, send them a letter, send them a card, say, I'm here. I'm praying for you. Mm-hmm. I love you. Tell them nice things that they've done for you. I remember one time when you did this, and it was just wonderful. Mm-hmm. Just be there and encourage them. Mm-hmm. Just be there and encourage them.
And I bet you could testify that some of these texts that come out of the blue have never meant so much.
You are wonderful, Michael Guthrie. Oh. I have so many prayer warriors sending me wonderful texts and...
Folks, thanks again for joining us on Everyday Faith Radio. Today's show was in tribute to the life of Pat Jensen. She lived an amazing life. She faced her challenges with a sense of joy and hope and faith. And so, folks, we will miss Pat, but we know she's going to be with the Lord. And I just remain thankful for the time that I had with Pat Jensen. I pray for her family, that God would be near to them. Thank you all for joining us on Everyday Faith Radio. We'll see you next week.
Heal our broken hearts. Let your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new. God, we need